What do you make of Zuma's campaigning for the party with a cloud of corruption hanging over his head, both in terms of the Watsons, the Guptas, and of course the spy tapes? Now, the EFF leader, Julius Malema, has gone from being Jacob Zuma's fiercest critic to now being his, greatest supporter. And we see the kind of bromance that is brewing between the two on Twitter. And now he appears ready to be, set a different tone in terms of his interactions. And something else that also caught our attention is the Twitter spat between the ANC campaign manager and head of elections, Fikile Mbalula, and former President Jacob Zuma about ANC policy after Zuma spoke as a guest at Khosi Mapuru's annual commemoration, and Fikile reminding him that that's actually the work of a sitting president. Well, to look at the Zuma factor and the machinations that come from that, we are joined on the line by political analyst Lukona Mguni. Lukona, good evening. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Karima, and good evening to your listeners.
Let's start with the fact that the head of the ANC's elections chastised Jacob Zuma. Now, remember, Jacob Zuma also thanked supporters for coming to the stadium at January 8th as if he was separate from the ANC, as if he was some kind of Bantustan leader or some kind of king. And many in the ANC said that that was what crossed the line. Do you think that he was being chastised without drawing Cyril Ramaphosa in? And do you think it matters? Because if you look at his reply to Fikile Mbalula, it's very moderate, it's very restrained. But do you think he's getting the message that he's messing up?
Well, I mean, if he was being given any message that he's messing up, the ANC would have taken a much bolder position on his involvement, particularly with campaigning for the party ahead of this election, and particularly during the presidency of Ramaphosa promising a new dawn. And you wouldn't want Jacob Zuma appearing as if he's one of your foot soldiers.
Yeah.
So I think whatever is happening, even Ramaphosa himself and others, they have not taken a clear principled position, and it's a massive political gamble that they're making.
Absolutely.
To refuse to take that political position, whatever Jacob Zuma is and stands for. The mere fact that they keep telling us about the past 10 years, I mean, some will talk about a lost decade, and Mboweni himself as well said some scathing remarks during the World Economic Forum on the sidelines when he was having an interview with one of the media houses. And quite clear that the last 9 years are quite regrettable, even from an ANC perspective. But still, they do not take a position for the chief implementer of that destruction to be sidelined and silenced and not be part of these programs. Because you must also check, Karima, he doesn't appear alone. He appears...
No, absolutely. He appears with other ANC leaders. I agree with you. Lukona, let's listen to a clip from Julius Malema about the ANC and about Jacob Zuma, and then shift focus a little bit and look at whether these two have now got interests that are aligning and perhaps will be cooperating in the future.
The voters still vote the ANC into power. So why do you want to blame anyone? You can't blame Zuma. Zuma didn't put himself in power. Zuma says every day to my man in parliament, if we go to the elections tomorrow, I'll clobber you. And he's not telling lies, he's telling you the truth. In 2016, YDA won some municipalities and become a leader in those municipalities. It's not because people outvoted the ANC. The people did not go to the polls. They stayed at home. Meaning, the people love the ANC. And without the ANC, there's nothing else for them. Why is the voter so loyal to the ANC? What is it that we don't see, which the voters see in the ANC? There's no any amount of march which will bring you a regime change. Not in South Africa. All of these things of marching and all that is an attempt to conscientize the voter. But the whole power rests with the voter. There's nothing we can do. Anything other than the power of the voter is unconstitutional, and it must never be encouraged in South Africa. You cannot say you love this constitution and say this is the best constitution ever, and then want to do unconstitutional things because you are irritated by Jacob Zuma. It doesn't matter how much angry you are. Respect the constitution and the will of the voters.
The funny irony of that, of course, that is Julius Malema speaking, is that the president did violate his constitutional obligations. It was found so by the Constitutional Court. But there seems to be a bromance brewing between President Zuma and Julius Malema. We see him welcoming him to Twitter, Zuma speaking about Malema's potential and so on. What do you make of this toenadering between these two individuals? Is it just an alignment of interests? Do they have a political card to play up their sleeve?
You know, Karima, the electioneering season generally tends to usher in some very awkward things. Remember, Malema seems to be a sore point for ANC leaders in general. This is why soon after Nasrec, there was that whole brouhaha caused by the deputy president of the ANC, where Cyril Ramaphosa and David Mabuza, in actual fact, were talking about Malema coming back to the ANC. So there does seem to be something where they feel they should be managing Malema a whole lot better. And it seems, though, the logic, though, seems to be quite undemocratic. To manage Malema, you must come back to the ANC so that you kill the EFF and increase the prospects of the ANC. While that, of course, is in the interest of any party to continuously enjoy hegemony and popularity, I don't think actively you should be wishing ill others in terms of their party. But the part on Malema and Zuma, I mean, old friends of times gone by, there will always be moments of a tango, but I don't see anything obvious to my mind that is of political commonality between the two. While Malema has seemingly found Zuma's name much on his lips, even when he left the church service yesterday, he spoke about how they had forgiven Zuma because they were inspired by the sermon of the pastor yesterday. Whether this means anything politically, really, or there's just some sense of nostalgia that is quite fleeting, it will only be a matter of time, because for Malema, you may suggest that he will use the name of Zuma to put in the people's minds presently that, in fact, he's still a problem of the ANC. And it might anger some people, in actual fact, when you talk about Zuma and not Ramaphosa, as though Zuma remains the power point of contact. And then so it may play these divisions into the hands of the ANC. But honestly speaking, I don't think the issue presently is as politically significant as we view it.
Now, the point is, if they were to come together, they agree on quite a few things. President Jacob Zuma bringing a kind of quite chauvinist, nationalist perspective to who the ANC is, fitting in with the narrative of the EFF. Are there divisions in the EFF, and is this relationship with Zuma, which now seems to have flip-flopped, perhaps part of that reason, Lukona?
The divisions in the EFF are quite long-standing. There's quite a clear, divisive relationship between Julius Malema and Floyd Shivambu, and that has to do with power relations within the EFF, and each wanting to have their own constituency and control outcomes of regions and provinces, their resources in some municipalities where the EFF has quite a strong footing and all of these things. And you've got a national conference coming up of the EFF, the National People's Assembly, in December this year. So there are inherent divisions within the EFF that I believe have not, nothing to do with Jacob Zuma. But could some worry? I think there are people in the EFF who generally do worry about whether or not the ANC could dangle a carrot enough for Julius Malema to return to the ANC.
All right, that is where we leave it. Thank you so very much to political analyst Lukhona Mnguni. It's just gone 9 o'clock. It's time for Eyewitness News.